Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God. We're here with Pamela Mann. Amen. On Blog Talk Radio. This is Dr. Ulysses Morgan. We're enjoying this service today. We thank God. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Somebody listening ought to join in with us. Oh, we feel the Holy Spirit here today. God is good. God is good. God is good. Yes. That's old-fashioned church there. That's how we used to do it in the olden days, and we still do it today. Thank God for me. I got to pray, and I got to get it out. Oh, yeah. God is good. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Those of you that are listening to us right now, just stop in your room and lift your hands up and give God one of the greatest praises you can ever give him. Worship him right now. He's worthy to be praised. Yeah. 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 We thank God for Jesus. Amen. This is Dr. Ulysses Morgan here. I'm with you again here on Blog Talk Radio. And we're here to give you, amen, a word from the Lord. I'm just ecstatic about the praising and worship. I'm telling you, it's nothing like old-fashioned church. It's nothing like old-fashioned worship and praise to God when it's sincerely from the heart. We just thank God for Jesus. Thank God for still having a praise in our heart. Things are not always as we want it to be, but yet we still got a praise. You should still have one where you are today. We just give God the glory and honor and praise for all things. Amen. Right now I want to get into a word of God. The Spirit would allow me, amen, to do that. I'm just elated right now. I'm just having church within myself. Glory to God. But it's just awesome. So you have to bear with me here as we try to get our thoughts together and our spirits together to go ahead and give you what thus saith the Lord. But right now I just feel the praise. I just feel like giving God the glory for all that he has done, all that he is doing. Amen. And we just give him the glory right now. Amen. We're going to go to the book of Joshua. I'm going to give you a message that God has given unto me. I just recently returned from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and I had one of my relatives mention something, and God gave me a message on that, and I want to share it with you on tonight. And I do believe, listen, I do believe that when God gives a man or a woman of God a message, that it is for someone. It is for someone. He does that so that he can get his word across to someone. Amen. One of the things that I know he got it across to is myself. So I'm thanking God for that. I'm thanking God that I receive what he has said here in the Word of God. Glory to God. So we're going to Joshua. We're going to Joshua, the first chapter. And I'm going to read a very familiar passage of Scripture, which is the basis of the foundation of this message that I'm going to be sharing with you on today. My time is limited, so I'm going to try to get through this as quick as possible. We thank God for those of you who have been tuning in to this broadcast, knowing that you have been blessed. And just in case I forget, our P.O. Box is 492 here in Cordial, Georgia, 31010. If you remember the P.O. Box and the zip code, the rest is easy. Amen. The box is 492 and the zip code is 31010. That is in Cordial, Georgia. We'd love to hear a word of testimony from you, a word of support. In any way you can, we thank God for you. Amen. God will lay it upon your heart, and I just pray that you be obedient. Glory to God. Joshua, the first chapter, starting at the fifth verse, and it reads as follows. Amen. There shall not be any man able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Amen. Be strong and of good courage. Glory to God. Be strong and of good courage. For unto this people shall I divide unto the inheritance of the land which I swore unto their fathers to give them. This is what we must understand. Amen. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you right now for all things. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the praise. Thank you for the song. Thank you for all that you're doing in our lives. Right now, let the anointing flow through these airways. Amen. As you have given me this word, the anointing shall flow with it. And we thank God that it's going to touch somebody and encourage them and cause them to understand what you're about to do in their lives. We thank you for it right now in Jesus' name. Amen. The topic of our discussion today is going to be failure is not an option. Failure is not an option. One of the first things that I want to share with you concerning that is if we go way back, let's go to the book of Genesis, and we understand that when God created the heavens and the earth, he created Adam and Eve. And as he created them, there were certain words that were not supposed to be in the vocabulary of man. And one of those words is failure. Glory to God. We do not learn that word from God. We learn it from our enemy. Therefore, he has penetrated the minds of many of you all that are listening to me to the point of where when things don't work out like you want them to work out, we are attacked with a spirit that causes us to feel like we have failed in certain areas. Amen. Causes us to feel like God is not blessing us in certain areas. There are things that we set out to do, ventures that we set out to do. And because they're not working exactly like you want them to work, we feel, given by the enemy, that we have failed in that area. But I'm here to share with you a word from the Lord and to say to you that the word failure should not even be in your vocabulary. Glory to God. Now, when God calls a person, the Bible says he calls and he justifies them. Okay, when he calls a person into existence, there's always, when I say existence into the ministry, he always has a plan before he calls you. Amen. And if you stick with God, if you stick with the plan, then the plan will be complete in your life. Well, Pastor Morgan, what about things that I've tried to do and did not succeed in it, and it went down the tube and down the drain? Listen, I'm just going to share this as though it is of me, and I'll say this. I have done certain things that didn't pan out like I wanted to pan out. Amen. Didn't work like I wanted to work. I didn't get the end results like I wanted it to get. And I was hit with that syndrome and that spirit of failure as well. But God has enlightened me to understand that cannot fail in something that was not meant for me from the beginning. Amen. How can you fail in something that wasn't meant for you from the beginning? Glory to God. You can only, if there is a possibility, you can only fail in what was meant for you, and you're the one that can cause that to happen. Nobody else can do it. This is where the scripture comes in. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Glory to God. If you don't give up, if you don't quit, if you don't throw in the towel, if you don't throw your hands up, if you continue to give God the praise and the glory, even though a door is shut, amen, understand that God shut it for a reason. Even though people fall out from around you, understand he separated you for a reason. If you hang in there and you keep on striving for God, amen, in the will that he's called you in, you will be a success. And when I say that, maybe I need to rephrase that. You already are a success, but you will see what you are if you hang in there. Amen. Well, what about Adam and Eve? All right, glad you asked me, because when God created Adam and Eve and they sinned in the Garden of Eden, they did not fail God. They disappointed him, but they didn't fail him, because God is a God that his will be done. Nobody can change his will. Nobody can alter his will. Nobody can throw his will away. His will be done. And I'm here to tell you, in your life, if you keep believing, if you hold on, if you walk by faith and not by sight, God's will for your life will come to pass. Amen. You are not a failure. I am not a failure. God's going to get the glory out of your life one way or the other. But you have got to maintain the spirit of faith, throwing your hands up, giving God the praise, giving him the glory when things are not working as they ought to work, or as you think they ought to be working. We never know the mind of God. He says, my ways are not your ways, neither is my thought your thoughts. As further as heaven is from the earth, that is how far my ways are from your ways. So we have to understand, we try to input things into the plan of God that God didn't put in there. So sometimes we got to step back and allow God to do what he says he's going to do. Stop complaining. Complaining only causes you a setback. Stop complaining. Throw your hands up. When you know you've done your best, when you know you're living right, when you know you have love for your brethren, when you know that you're in God, when you know the power of God is in you, no matter what happens in life, throw your hands up and give him praise and glory. There are times when you have to have church in your own house. You have to throw your hands up and give praise to God in your bedroom, in your bathroom. You have to. I've known many people who confessed of receiving the Spirit of God in their bathroom because that was the closest prayer closet that they can get to. Amen. But you've got to understand that every time things work out not according to your plan doesn't mean you're a failure. Now, let me show you some people here that I've jotted down. And we talked this in our class last night. And I'm going to show you some people. I may not be able to get a chance to get to all of them, but I'm going to show you some. First of all, it's Moses. Moses was born with the plan already in place. You were born with the plan of God already in place. Amen. But Moses didn't know, because God didn't show him every step. But God promoted Moses, put him in the king of Egypt's house as a prince of Egypt. Here is a Hebrew standing in the area, in the office of a prince of a foreign country. He had power. He had money. He had clothes, he had food, he had authority, he had power in Egypt. Glory to God. He was a prince. He was pronounced the king, amen, ordained them as a prince in Egypt. When Moses spoke, they had to say hi. So he was living the life of Riley until God decided that now is the time that I can get him into the position that I have already ordained for him to be. So there were two people fighting, an Egyptian and a Hebrew, and Moses slew the Egyptian, and they found out about it. And now Moses has fled Egypt and went to the desert, and now he has become a sheep herder. He has come from a prince to a sheep herder. Now, in the eyes of a fleshly man, a carnal mind, they will look at that and say, Moses, you have failed. You have fell from grace. You had everything. You had this, and now you have committed something, and now you have nothing. You've got to work for a living. You've got to herd sheep when you was, amen, in a palace. So Moses, you have failed, but you must understand Moses did not fail anything. It was in the plan of God. So what looked like a failure to the carnal mind was actually God's will. And God was training Moses to bring him back to a state, back to a place, amen, where he had been before. Glory to God. Look at Job. Let's go to another one. Look at Job. Glory to God. Job was rich. He was the richest man in all the land. Job had everybody beat. He was rich. He had no financial problems. He served God. He was a righteous and just man, the Bible says. But then he lost everything he had. Now, he had three friends that came to him to try and justify their thoughts and thinking that he had failed from God. He has failed from God. He is, if I can say this, he has failed from grace. And we know grace came with Jesus Christ, but he has now lost everything, and he has now become a failure in the eyes of his three friends. Glory to God. But after a short period of time, God, the Bible says, restored to Job double from what he had. God will put you in a position and then get you to learn that position and then take you down from that position where you can learn even more of who your friends are, who your acquaintances are, who you are, amen, who you serve. And so God can show you who he is. He will raise you back up into a better state than you were when people thought you had failed. You have to understand these principles. Glory to God. They're so true. I want to use one last one here. Glory to God, if the Lord permits. And I want you to think about Joseph. I want you to think about Joseph because I'm talking to somebody right now on this airway who fits some of these descriptions here of these gentlemen because God, nothing is new is under the sun. Joseph, God gave him a dream of where he was going to take him, but Joseph, amen, did not get any insight on the process it took to get to that dream. And so therefore, God allowed his brothers to turn on and fold him in the hole, and then Joseph went to Potiphar's house, and Potiphar's made him the head of his house. He was in control of everything in Potiphar's house, every servant Potiphar's had. He was known throughout Egypt as being the number two man in Potiphar's house, glory to God, who was the high sheriff, if I can say. So now Joseph thinks God is now blessing him, and he's on his way. Amen. He's eating good. He's sleeping good. He's got his own quarters. He's got his own, amen, clothing. He's getting paid for what he's done. He's well known now. And now he feels that God is blessing him, and he's on the mountaintop. But look what happened. God allowed an incident to happen with Potiphar's wife that caused Joseph to be thrown in jail. Now, people are looking at Joseph as once being the number one man, if I can say that, in Potiphar's house, well-known, a man of integrity, a man, amen, that believed in his God, a man of honesty. Now he's in prison, amen, for trying to rape a man's wife. He's in prison now. And you know how people are when they get their own interpretations of things. Joseph is now a convict. Glory to God. So now how do people think of Joseph? What do they think of Joseph? How are they looking at Joseph? What are they saying about Joseph? Glory to God. And there's nothing that Joseph is retaliating about. He's sitting in jail. But he's trusting his God. He's trusting the plan God had for him. He's trusting the dream God gave him. Glory to God. To make a long story short, after Joseph was in jail, amen, the butler remembered Joseph because of the dream the king had. They sent for Joseph. Joseph interpreted the dream and told him what the dream was, amen, and told him what he needed to do concerning it. and the king, glory to God, put Joseph in charge. And here now Joseph is back in the number one position in Egypt other than the king. Amen. He took him from being number one in a house to being number one of a nation. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So here's the key that I'm trying to tell you. Everybody looked at Joseph and thought as though he had failed from grace. He was a failure in Potiphar's house. He was no good. He could do nothing else. There's nothing else that he could do. He was in jail. He was a convict, a prisoner. That's all he'll be. That's all he can do. Amen. He's there now. That's the end of it. But God had another plan. He was not a failure. He was just in the plan and the will of God. God took him up, put him in a position, took him down, so that he could see himself, so that he could understand what it's like to be an authority, and then restored him and placed him in a higher position than he was. God's getting ready to promote somebody that's listening to me, that you've been through disappointments. You've been through, glory to God, things that didn't happen that you thought about. You've been through persecution. You've been through ridicule. And God is getting ready to promote you. Don't cry. Throw your hands up. Amen. Don't get sad. Give God the praise, because he's getting ready to put you in a position greater than you've been in. He's going to cause your latter, to be greater than your former. He's going to cause the latter rain to come down, amen, on you, and it's going to happen soon. I'm not talking about no 5 and 10 years from now. I'm not even talking to some of you about 2 and 3 years from now. It's going to happen sooner than you think. Some of you will get it before this year is out. God's getting ready to promote you when everybody else feels like you fell from grace. God is going to prove himself. He says in his word, he said, I'm going to do a thing in the midst of the heathens that though they hear about it, they're not going to even believe it. Your eyes have not seen, your ears have not heard, neither has it entered in your heart the things that he has prepared for them that love him. God's getting ready to do something in somebody's life. Glory to God, I feel this in my spirit, and I know I'm talking to somebody. He's getting ready to do it for you. Amen. Don't look at disappointments. Don't look at what did not happen. It did not happen for a reason. It did not happen because it wasn't supposed to happen with you in the beginning. And what did happen and what went down, it was in the will of God, because he has to place you to give you an inkling of what it's like to be on top. Then he'll take you down and show you what it's like not to have and how to and what it's like to be persecuted and ridiculed. And then he'll take you, if you stick with him and you praise him, amen, and give him the glory, he'll take you and put you in a position that you never dreamed of. That's the kind of God we serve. That's the kind of God that you serve. Jesus was the same way. Time wouldn't permit me to talk about David, how the king loved him and then ended up trying to kill him. And David took the position of the king. Jesus came from heaven. Oh, my God, I have so much of a revelation on this. But he came from heaven, took on a servant's body, went through persecution and ridicule in order to gain a higher position. When they was persecuting him, when they was lying on him, when they snatched his beard out, when they put the thorns on him, when they whipped him, when they drove the nails in his hand, the thief on the cross said, you save others, why can't you save yourself? Many of them said, look at him now, what kind of king is he? Amen. Many people that he saw and worked with and taught, amen, are looking at him now as though he's nothing. He's nothing. He can do nothing. Glory to God. Is he a failure? Did he fail in Christ? Is he what they say they are? He is. Is he what they say he is? Glory to God. And at the end, when he gave up the ghost, amen, God sent a sign to show the world who he was. And many who did not believe at the first now is saying, truly, this was the Son of God. And now he's seated on the right hand of the Father with something that he didn't have before he was born in earth, while he was in heaven before. He has now something that he didn't have before, but he had to go through the ridicule and the persecution to get it. This is how God operates. He is now, amen, all power is given to him. He is now a God of grace and mercy. Glory to God. And this is how he operates. And it is operating right now in your life. I'm talking to you. I don't know your name. I don't even know where you are, but I know you're listening and I'm talking to you. God is getting ready to promote you. Get ready. Get your praise on so that he can do what he said he's going to do in your life. You're the one that can stop it. You're the one if you give up. Amen. Our quarter to go in. Be not weary. Don't get tired in doing well. Don't get tired in blessing people. Don't get tired in giving him the glory. Don't walk around with your head hung down. Don't walk around ashamed to look in people's face. Don't worry about what they say. Don't worry about what they do. I have been there. I know what I'm talking about. I'm not talking to you from just what I think. I'm talking to you from experience. Hold your head up. Walk. You're the same person you were, amen, when you were on the mountaintop. Hold your head up. Glory to God. Give a testimony. Give God the praise. And watch him work a miracle in your life. Amen. God told him, and Moses told him too, in Deuteronomy 31, 6 through 8, he says, I will be with thee. I will be with thee. I will be with thee. I will not fail thee. Amen. Nor forsake thee. I will not leave you. I will not leave you. I will not allow you to tarry this journey by yourself. God is with you. Amen. Joshua is gone, but God is still on the throne. And I'm here to tell you he's with you to do great things in your life if you hold out. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Now, what you lost, I want to say this before I get ready to close. What you lost, God is getting ready to bring it back. What you gave up, the glory of God. Don't think it's over. He's getting ready to put it back in your hand because he's got to show the gainsayers, the soothsayers, amen. He's got to show the heathens. He's got to show, amen, the hypocrites. He's got to show those so-called Christians in the church. He's got to show the sinners. He's got to show them what kind of God he is and how powerful he is, and he wants to do it. He's going to do it through you. Hang in there. He's getting ready to glorify himself through you. Amen. Glory to God. And as Jeremiah said, he says, I see the rod of an almond tree. Glory to God. What does that mean? That means that I'm going to hasten my word to perform it. I am going to hasten my word to perform it. How many believe that? I am going to hasten my word, saith the Lord, to perform it. So get ready. Give him the praise. Give him the glory. Give him the honor, because God is getting ready to do it in your life. Glory to God. P.O. Box 492, Cordial, Georgia. I'd love to hear from you because somebody is about to get blessed. And as you get blessed, let God do it for you. Amen. Amen. Let's give him the praise. Let's give him the glory. As we're giving him the praise and as we're giving him the glory right now, throw your hands up and tell him, thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory to God.